Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show.
And welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Justified, the penultimate episode for Season 5, entitled Starvation. I'm John Comerford. I'm joined in the studio by Tamara Bird.
Hey, everybody.
Stephen Bottomley.
Hi, John.
Matt Lieberman.
Hey, hey, hey.
And helming the booth,
woo!
Stephen Lemieux.
Stephen, oh, yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much. All right. Last time, I just want to jump in because, let's face it, the storm clouds are coming and the flood is going to be epic. So I know we're going to get into the rain and the whole thing first, but I want to start off with Ava because
this whole thing,
even though she was part of it a little bit, she's got her own storm clouds brewing there. So I was not ready for this particular part of it. And some of the scenes between her and Raylan were very gut-wrenching a little bit to see what's happening to her.
I was saying to Tamara while we were watching, I'm like, it's so hard to believe that these two used to be an item.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like 15 years ago. Right. And in this show's time, we know it's probably a year ago.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's
a busy community.
And she was so pitiful.
Yeah.
In the talking with Raylan. I mean, in the beginning, she was, you know, trying to, well, she told him to go to hell.
Yeah, basically.
But you know, her coming in and talking about, there are a lot of things I've done besides cut my hair and things like that. I mean, she, it felt like she let her guard down a little bit with him.
That was the point I wanted to make, because while she's in the prison, she's doing a pretty good job of, like, you know, trying to keep it together and not show any fear and all that kind of stuff. But when she was with him and you could see that just kind of fall away, and you could see she's so scared that she's going to get killed, and you could see it.
Yeah.
You could feel that.
Yeah, her place was so just desperate.
Yeah.
And Raylan takes a minute, and Timothy, the actor, does this great little thing when he tells her, you got to go back to Boyd. Mm-hmm. And he took this little pause, and just, you could tell, just killed him. Mm-hmm. Just killed him to have to tell her, you got to go back to Boyd. It's the worst place he could send her, but Sorry.
The other thing I liked about in the scene is when he took that moment right before he said, I can be hard too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the look on his face, and you're just going, ooh, let's not forget who Raylan is either. Now, we always talk about, oh, they have to remind us who Boyd is because he's so charming. And every once in a while, they give us a little reminder, hey, it's not just the guy you like here. This guy's done some bad things. And Raylan is the
little reminder,
way.
He blew up Picker last
week. Yeah, I know, exactly. but we forget that about Raylan, as his wife said in the opening season.
In the pilot, she says, you're the angriest man I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to note that in this episode, they're making sure that you know that Raylan can get mean, mm-hmm. and he can really throw the hammer down.
But that doesn't mean that he doesn't feel bad that he can't help Ava. Like, he feels bad for her.
Sure.
When he realizes how dire her situation is, and the fact that, you know, even he's not really going to be able to prove that she didn't shank that guard. Mm-hmm. She's stuck there.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but has anybody even put that to Raylan? That she didn't do it, that she's there.
I don't know that they have. I haven't seen any indication that he knows that.
So, I mean, he all he can do is have sympathy for her, but not even because he doesn't know what the real story is.
Right. And there's nothing to be done. He feels bad that he wasn't more of a positive influence mm-hmm. when they were together before she wound up with Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of it's just a shame, you know.
And then that parting look between the two when she says, wait, are you telling me that Boyd didn't ask for anything in return for help in the law? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? And he says, it's Boyd. What the hell does any of it mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, all he wanted was a clean slate. And, you know, I'm sure she was hoping to hear that. No, I want Ava out. I want $1 million. I want a helicopter to Jamaica. No, mm-hmm. just I want to get away.
She's definitely regretting dumping Boyd right about now. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's feeling incredibly vulnerable, and, you know, I don't know if she's regretting it so much, because she probably still thinks it was the right thing to do for him, but she knows that the consequences are now coming around for it. So Gretchen is talking about how they're going to make a play for her business.
Right.
And
there isn't even any business yet.
Yeah, right. I was confused about that one.
Uh-huh. The pipeline exists.
Yeah.
Well, they're assuming that
be in charge.
There's no product.
Yeah, but they're assuming they don't know quite that yet. What they're assuming is she killed Judith in order to take over Judith's spot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who's going to take over that business?
So
they don't know. And so that may be the reason why there isn't any drugs at the moment. But because she took out Judith, they're assuming that she's going to Ava will come in, take over her, and business will start up again.
I see the business model that they're looking at. What I'm saying is that what we are not following on this is Ava does not have the heroin. She doesn't have access to it. And the last heroin that
they
had. But
nobody knows that. They don't know that.
Only she knows
it. She knows it. And that's not because that was a huge part of her survival.
Right.
And now it's not being kept up, you know. It's not now everything's kind of shifted away from that suddenly.
Well, yeah, I think but because of the immediacy of people trying to kill her, or you know, that kind of took a second.
Well, what she's doing instead is, you know, she has no control over when the heroine's going to get here. So the best thing that she can do is to fortify her standing within her sisterhood, the troops that she's inherited.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's an opportunity there for them to keep that in her world. I mean, you could have. Where's the heroine? I mean, there's no reason why you can't light that fire underneath her and have that extra pressure happening on her, because that's another reason why she needs Boyd. And it's also an opportunity of, okay, do you love Boyd or do you need Boyd? And because she's also preaching, she's got her own church going there now. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about how, you know, it's no surprise when men beat us up, we do it to each other. You put all the different stuff on top of that. It can be really kind of a deep, how far away from safe and sane is she going to go?
Here's the thing. I don't think that Gretchen and her cronies would be taking half as many swipes at her if there was heroin flowing. Whether or not they know, they know that there's no heroin. Everyone knows that there's no heroin.
There's no heroin yet, but her deal is I can get it.
Right.
And if she kills Mother Superior, that's the lock. Now the nurse is going to help her.
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't been held up.
It did. Was it 2 episodes ago? They had a confrontation. So you're saying you just wanted to ratchet it up in this episode too?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not keep it alive?
Uh-huh.
I think we'll find out next week because something big will definitely happen in prison. The fact is we're just setting up the fact that her one major tested ally in prison is dead.
Yeah.
But here, again, the poor point Penny. Is that if she's dependent on Boyd for the heroin and that storyline's kept alive, when Raylan says he wanted a clean slate, well, that means a lot of different things now. If we've got the heroin line alive, that could mean a clean slate. He's leaving me out to dry.
Right, he's not. He's leaving the heroin.
That would have had a different impact. Yeah, absolutely.
But remember, Boyd said that they have to take care of Ava. His boys have to do.
But again, Ava doesn't know that.
No, I know she doesn't, but we do.
Right.
It seems like there's just an awareness on Ava's side of like, oh, no, I understand why there's no heroin. I would be going like, wait, Boyd, where the hell is the heroin? Exactly. My whole existence is based on
heroin.
On heroin.
Yeah.
As, you know, for everybody, really.
Yeah. It's.
But now she's the jeopardy of Penny dying and whoever, I don't know what the woman's name was who got hauled away.
Gretchen's.
And everybody's looking at Ava like she was the snitch.
Yeah, that was a really good move for white supremacist girl.
Gretchen gave up her soldier.
To make it look like Ava's a snitch.
Yeah. Wow. There
it's a brilliant play.
It's a power move
good
for
general.
Sure.
Very good move for Gretchen.
Yeah. And there's no heroin. I think we've already established that. So that people are on edge. Uh-huh.
Sacrifice a pawn, you could steal the queen.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Who knew Gretchen played chess?
Matt did, apparently.
I did, apparently. Okay. Hillbilly chess, though, is completely different from regular chess.
It is. Very different.
A lot more heroin involved?
A lot more heroin involved, yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, the rear line, instead of, like, you know, rook, knight, you know, bishop, whatever, it's, you know, heroin, meth, shot of whiskey.
You just have different pharmaceutical bottles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was in the glass, not the bottle.
In the glass, not the bottle.
Yeah, OxyContin can move only in a straight line.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of the hillbillies, let's talk about Dewey.
Dewey.
Oh, dear sweet baby.
Okay, I got to fess up because I was the one that kept saying that Dewey's going to get off this season. Doesn't look like that's going to happen.
He's not going to die.
He's not going to die.
Which is great. He still has a chance at his dream.
He's not the sacrificial lamb, but if he is, and we'll get to this later, then it may be Kendall. Because they almost always have some sort of sacrificial lamb.
Someone's got to go. And you want it to be Daryl, so it's probably not going to be him.
No. Well, and Graham Yeo said that this is the last we've seen of Dewey in this season.
Right.
But he said it would be very strange to not have him in the final season.
I agree.
Though we've talked about how many acting roles Damon Harriman is getting, and he's got pilots all over the place, so they may have some scheduling issues.
Yeah, they always do this.
That's true. If he does make it into season 6, but boy, he's just been a great, you know.
Well, this is a tour de force for him, just because the gremlin was a big character in this particular episode as well.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know gremlin made an Electra model.
Right?
Electra.
Because, you know, if you're going to go buy a gremlin, you're going to want to step up to the Electra model.
Yeah, you do.
Top of the line.
Do.
Absolutely.
You don't want the base model.
Yeah. No. You want that's
upgrade.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Always throw the extra $20 to get the Electra.
Yeah. For $20 extra, we'll write Electra on your car.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had so many great lines in this with you know, the
with
old
the
lady.
Woman.
The old lady.
Yeah.
Okay, did anybody else see her come back out with a shotgun?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, here she comes.
Yeah, in fact, I was watching, I was going, it's actually a pretty genius thing to go like, what? I can't hear, you know, be all feeble.
Oh, boy, you're touched in the head. You're a little touched, ain't you?
No!
Yeah.
Oh, I just needed to borrow some gasoline.
I just thought it was so funny. She was like, let me go get you something. And he's like, if it's not too much to ask, I come inside and
take
a... Do
you mind if I run in?
Yeah, just for a quick one. Just a quick drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was as... Meemaw, he's so classless.
Was Meemaw?
Yeah.
Meemaw.
Meemaw, the term? Mm-hmm. Reminded me of my Meemaw, too, especially when the shotgun came out.
Yes, exactly.
But just the whole idea of it, only Dewey would find the one place where he's going to get caught siphoning gas by a little lady with a shotgun.
Yeah. Choose the car that has the gas
gas cap
face in the house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Duh. So even Tammy knows that.
He makes his way back to the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's looking. He was looking for his necklace and the turtle.
His
dog.
Turtle dog.
You bet. The turtle dog.
Yes. The gifts that he gave his stripper ladies back when he had just
They're not strippers. They're
sorry.
Whores.
I'm sorry. Please. I apologize to the Justified fans yes. everywhere.
And don't
and
insult
to
the strippers.
All strippers.
Yes. Exactly.
These are prostitutes, not strippers. He gave his prostitute friends these gifts back when he was feeling, you know, very fatalistic. He had just killed his first man. He'd just killed Wade. Mm-hmm. So he felt that he didn't need to keep his worldly possessions.
Was that the, like the feather thing, the turtle dog? Was that?
No, it was like a little sculpture.
Yeah, yeah, some sort of stuffed animal. Okay,
I have a question for you guys. There was, by the way, anus is on you. There was when they're having a fight and the girl picks it up and she's videotaping it. She says World Star. What is?
So World Star Hip Hop is a very popular website, and one of their most popular features. People send in video footage of fights. People when they fight. See a fight break out, they start recording it, and then they send it to World Star.
And they post it.
Right, and they yell World Star when during the fight.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on? Because that seems really, like,
I mean, it's
very
been,
hip.
It's been going on since before YouTube. You know, it's at least six or seven years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But
Dusty.
Wow.
I'm surprised that I didn't know that they're doing it down in Kentucky.
But that's what that was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
World Star Hip Hop. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. And I thought for sure that's when dude was just gonna die. I thought you're gonna go up against this guy. Yeah.
Right. Well, you threw the implausibility flag on that
one, guy
right?
coming out of the John and the way he looked. He looked like he had some guns
muscled.
On him.
He looked muscled.
I was like, no way is Dewey gonna get this guy.
Well, I mean,
no
Dewey
way.
Got the first cheap shot in, and he probably
what cheap shot? The guy he tried to go for his gun. The guy stopped, and there was no cheap shot.
Yeah, but then he tackles him, and then he smacks him in the head.
I know, that was
dude's
our
disoriented.
Yeah, that just, you know, just tackling him.
If they had just taken one moment and let Dewey get all the rage, all the pent-up anger, everything that got him to this point of I've lost, the only thing I want now is my necklace.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd just given him 15 seconds of that, then
it would have been much more satisfying, too.
Yeah, because that guy would not have known
what
he was
dealing
fighting.
Because he didn't know the rage within.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, Dewey just exists to mess things up for other people. I swear. The bungling he made of this potential bust.
Oh, he screwed everybody.
We're all incredibly frustrated.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you're going to, and we're not saying that Dewey's gone.
Right.
But for this season, if you're going to go out, what a fun way to go
out. Oh, absolutely.
Instead of dying in a blaze of gunfire.
I just, my favorite thing in the entire episode, Dewey comes in, he gets his bricks of heroin, he's got his guns out, he doesn't realize there's a wire. And he's like, you know, I killed Wade Messer.
Killed him.
Me, Dewey Crow.
I murdered him. I am a murderer
with two shots.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, this happened to me and to him. So I'm going to be on my way now with these kilos of heroin. Okay, where am I going? I'll tell you. I'm going to take the 5 north.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so completely.
But I also like the cutaway to Raylan when he's saying all this. He's just, you know, his hand goes to his head.
Damn,
he's going,
Dewey.
Man, this is the last thing. And also, I thought it was great. It was a little touching. If you listen to what Boyd's saying, he's really trying to save him.
Oh,
yeah.
Gives him at least two chances. Look, get the, just, you know, please walk away.
Be the smartest you've ever been and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the best part, he comes backing out with that stupid drape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it turns around and he's Wait.
Yeah.
like, wait, there's some negotiation here that we can still work out.
Right.
Give me a second.
But even better,
I've got it.
From break, and he's talking to, you know, Raylan says, we heard everything about Messer. And they go, oh, you heard that?
I was kidding about
Messer.
Excellent defense.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Yeah.
An excellent Dewey impression.
It was. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And a callback to the first episode, or the first time we saw Dewey. With that little moment between he and Raylan telling him, look, stop referring to yourself in the third person.
Because
it makes you sound like a fool.
Dewey says,
I just don't understand you. Which is roughly the same line he said when the first time he met him.
Yeah.
That was a nice
I
one.
Don't remember that. I'll have to go back.
Nice
he slammed
bookend.
His head against the shot after with the shotgun. He's, then he slammed his head against the steering wheel, and he said something to – I can't remember what he says to Dewey. Maybe you remember. But basically he's telling him, quit being an idiot, and you need a different line of work because you're not good at this one. But he says it in a way that Dewey doesn't understand, and Dewey just goes
– Two-syllable words, three-syllable words.
Yeah, he goes, I just don't understand you. So he said something like that.
Okay.
So it was a little callback there.
Yeah.
It was nice.
So he started the season out king of all his domains.
Yes,
he got his money. He had his pool.
But I also love they called that back too, because when he got his keys of heroin, he's going, "This is me. This is my dream. Yeah. This is my future."
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, he tried to sell heroin before, and we all know how that turned out.
Go well.
So even if he did keep these bricks, he would just be doomed. Mm-hmm. The man is not capable. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm glad he's going to prison,
because
he'll be able to do himself less harm in there.
Oh, it's so true.
It's a fact. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, he winds up in Tramble.
He'll have
with
fun
Dickie
with Dickie,
Bennett.
Exactly.
They'll be pals.
They will. You can push him around in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Dickie can push him around in life.
That's it for the heroin, then, because that was the last of the bricks. And that is now ensconced.
What, was it the last of the bricks?
That was Boyd's guys still have some.
Yeah.
What half were they using?
Okay.
Then?
They were using half of the half.
Right.
So there's Dewey's half.
That Raylan took off of the car
last episode or two episodes ago.
From when he fell into the ditch.
Right. Then there is half of Boyd's half. Which he secreted away via Jimmy and Carl.
Yep.
The other half, though, were the bricks that Daryl had stolen and had hidden away in this fridge, and those were the ones that were
Daryl hid them in the fridge.
Those aren't Boyd's bricks.
Those are Boyd's, but it's not all of them.
He's just using enough
to get Daryl nailed.
Right. It was either Jimmy's part or Carl's part. It was half
of Boyd's.
Yeah. So one quarter of the drugs is still in play.
Yeah.
Is what we will say.
Okay.
Three quarters of which all taken away.
Yeah.
One quarter still in play.
There we go. And that is your math lesson for the day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hillbilly
and I guarantee
math.
if you use hillbillies and heroin, math is a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's different.
It's a logic puzzle.
It is.
All right, before we get into Rob Boyd and Windsor, let's talk about our iTunes friends. We want to thank you very much. Tammy, you have some
feedback. Got a couple of really nice comments on iTunes. From Stephen Ale, best justified discussion by far. Perceptive, humorous, convivial.
Ooh, nice.
Wow.
We love it when
that's
they use
something
big
like
words.
Boyd might say. Yeah,
inarticulate ain't one of them.
Great guests provide real insight into the show. If you like Justified, you'll like Justified AfterBuzz.
There you go.
Great.
Thank you very much.
And then from Setku, we got, I genuinely look forward to this podcast each week. I know nobody I know watches it, so to be able to watch this weekly discussion makes me feel like I'm among passionate friends. Mm-hmm. The podcast makes the loquacious folktale all the richer, and love the guest stars. So thank you very much for your comments and your rating. Both of those 5 stars.
And here's the thing, folks. Every time that you rate and review the show, it not only brightens our days and makes us happy to know that we're getting good feedback, but it lets our bosses know that we're doing a good job, that our audience is connecting with us, and frankly, every rating and review helps keep the lights on, helps us get sponsors, helps us get guests here at AfterBuzz TV. It's vitally important. All the shows you watch, please give feedback. It's how this success is measured, and we put out over 60 hours of quality content a week. It's all for free. It's the least you could do. Just stop in, say hello, rate, review the shows. Thank you.
You know, for all the goofing around that we do, and sometimes it's a lot. There's
a lot
of people that work really, really hard at AfterBuzz all the time to make sure that not only this show but all the shows that are put up as well as they can be. So. Mm-hmm. They're also part of that team, and they enjoy – they're reflected in those reviews as well. So
absolutely.
Please keep it up.
Can we talk about the app?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a new app out. There's a new AfterBuzz app out as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just got the email today. Both available on Apple as well as Android. So check it out. The new AfterBuzz TV app is finally out, so you can get stuff straight through your devices, not have to go to any
Can you
other
use the
place.
Apple, the AfterBuzz song as a ringtone?
No.
Okay.
Nice try. All right, let's talk about Boyd, because I want to talk about Wynn.
Wynn Duffy.
Yeah, because I love the way this show started out. We started out in black, and you just hear Wynn's voice, and then he's talking, and you hear him trying to explain away how he killed Boyd and all this. And then we get the nice reveal that Alberto and his boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't expect that.
No, I didn't expect it. We didn't even talk about that. It wasn't even on the radar.
He didn't expect it either.
Yeah,
you
clearly.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess when various fractions of heroin start to go missing or end up in Marshall's hands,
yeah.
I guess the cartels get a little nervous.
A little nervous.
And send the guys up to see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it's surprising that they got paid, so why do they care? But I guess they don't want any blowback on them. And apparently they found the bodies.
Right, there's also those dead bodies.
That was quick. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Because the Federales, you know, last we heard, the Federales took the truck and they had all the bodies.
Yeah.
So somehow that came back on them.
Right. And Mr. Yoon was not happy.
Mr. Yoon was not happy, and he wants some skins.
Yeah, skin.
Well, that's
what you mean, like scalps?
The Federales took the
That's
right.
Yeah. You mean have scalps, or do you mean the actual skin? I'd like, yeah. Wynn was great in this, because, you know, he's normally, I think you were talking about it, Matt, how we usually see him kind of calm, cool, and collected in the sense that he's the guy that just sits at the dining table and says, hey, can we order, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right.
But you see him just start to unravel here and there, and he looked genuinely afraid that he was going to lose his skin.
Yeah.
Well,
he looked a little perplexed, too, trying to figure out what the scalp, the whole... He's trying to figure out, well, if this is coming my way...
How does this work?
How bad is this going to be?
Yeah. He is nervous, and he is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, right? Boyd basically, he solved his decision issue
by blowing
up quicker. Yeah.
But at the same time, made his situation still incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
The cartel still wants Boyd's head. Mm-hmm. The only way to protect Boyd is to say that he's already dead.
Right.
And now, thanks to Raylan, his RV is gone too. He's losing everything.
It wasn't Raylan's fault that he didn't keep his tags up.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But
you
I never
have
thought,
a responsibility as a vehicle owner to keep your tags up.
But okay. I never imagined that I would be seeing a parallel between Wynn Duffy and, dare I say it, Dewey Crow. They're both losing everything this season.
Well, that's what the screws do. They're putting the screws to everybody.
Right.
So they're taking everything they can.
Right.
Yeah, he needed Boyd back to get to Daryl.
Yes.
And as we're discovering, Daryl is very slippery.
How about the decision, though? Because how are you going to show Raylan putting the screws to everybody? Because, you know, that usually takes some time. You know, it's not always the most cinematic thing and stuff. But I love the fact that they decided, screw it. Let's take the RV.
Right. Well, kind of doing, you know, that's what they were talking about how later in the episode about how to get these guys.
Yeah.
We want them on whatever crime we can get them on. And, you know, that's how they got Al Capone, tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get Wynn Duffy. We take away his vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got nowhere else to operate
right?
But except the hotel, which is being cleaned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Paris is swanky. Yeah. Lexington is a hole.
Is a hole.
Yeah.
They did drop in the Dixie Mafia line, which helped clear up the whole, how come there's not a ton of police when a bomb goes off in a hotel?
Right. So was that something that we heard off the air from Dave Blass, or did he talk about that on the air?
I think he talked about that.
Okay. Because we
had the question on the air, but this I think puts the capper on it.
Yes.
Right.
That the hotel's owned by the Dixie Mafia. Wynn still has his Dixie Mafia connections.
Yeah.
So, frankly, if they don't want police, there won't be police.
I think we had a conversation about it, and I think he, off the air, and I think he said it's covered in the next episode.
Got it. Yeah, so, yeah. Thank you, Dave Blass.
Thank you, Dave Blass.
Okay, but poor Mikey. Not only does he have to clean up the mess, he has to clean up his own mess now.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
but
his
Mike,
own blood.
He's cleaning it up in a bathrobe, short little robe number.
Well, his stuff's all messed up.
Yeah,
his clothes are all bloody.
Where do you start when a guy blows up? You could see in the background where he's like trying to work on the upholstery. Like,
inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Oh, I need more club soda.
And the white lampshade.
Yeah.
Like a 2-inch.
But Dave was talking about how messed up it was, how much he had to clean up. Yeah.
Yeah. But remember, the guy's a stuntman. And he's just kind of so. Yeah. So when they're doing the fight work, and he picks him up and he drops him. And we're going, yep, that's a stunt right there.
Yeah, and he tries to get an armbar on him. Nice MMA move.
Yeah.
That was good.
Kung Fu don't work on me.
Daryl looked big in that thing when he's lifting him up like that. That's something that Rampage Jackson would do for those MMA fans. He used to do that.
But how long, Rampage Jackson,
how long,
you know your stuff.
That's right.
How many episodes has Mikey been standing around going, I used to be a stuntman. I used to do stunts
now
around
I just
here.
I wonder
if he got to do his own stunt. I mean, that would be
interesting. Oh, isn't that brutal?
No, we got to bring someone in.
Since you've done this, you can't do this.
Can I just say at this point, I just want let's just catch Daryl or shoot Daryl
or something.
Look, as much as I love Michael Rapaport in the role, I get it. We need to get Daryl. We've needed to get Daryl all season.
They always catch him. They can't hold on to him. They say in this episode he's slippery.
He's a weasel. Mm-hmm.
And that's why the DA is trying to cut all these different deals just to try to get him on something.
It's interesting. You know, you look at this season in the context of the whole series, and it's painted Raylan into this corner where he feels that he can't bend the law to enforce it anymore. Or, like, you know, he can't just go shoot Daryl.
Right.
That would be a step backwards. Mm-hmm. But as fans, I just want him to shoot him
and
get it over with.
How long has it been since he shot someone?
I'll tell you, a while,
a long time.
Days.
Yeah, you got to exercise that muscle.
Months.
If you don't,
it atrophies. You'll lose it.
Yeah, atrophies.
If you don't use it,
isn't that the whole reason why they put the whole art thing in there? So that now he's questioning it. I mean, in fact, they had that conversation last week with Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know art as well as you think.
Right.
As well as I do. And that he wouldn't want us to go out in the wild and take care of matters.
But it's playing with our frustration
as
viewers.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also seemed like this. If there was ever a time where Raylan was going to go off the reservation and start shooting people, it seems like it'd be now with all the different levels of frustration he's trying to deal with.
Well, maybe,
art, with the kid.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's where we're pushing Raylan. Because you see it. His frustration is mounting just as we are.
Yeah, but I also think that, okay, for instance, last season when he kills Nicky Augustine, almost everybody watching will, but they put his family in jeopardy. Of course you can see that's justified.
Right.
His family's not in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right. I mean, one of his family members, ostensibly, meaning his extended family, Art, is obviously in critical. But they're not in imminent danger at the moment. I think they're just kind of, okay, what's justified? Everybody bought that. Mm-hmm. Is it justified to do this?
Yeah, I think he shifted more to the right and wrong. And you know, I can't abide this. This is just not right. Mm-hmm. And vigilantism a little bit.
Because let's face it, if he was that kind of guy, why hasn't he pulled the file on Boyd earlier? I mean, come on. How justified do you have to be with Boyd?
Well, yeah. I mean,
there's plenty of stuff to take him down for.
We talk about in this episode, we hold our cards till we absolutely need them, and we need them right now. So, you know, as thick as this file is, there hasn't been, they haven't needed to leverage Boyd the way that they need to leverage him now.
Because of Daryl.
Yeah, because Daryl keeps slipping away.
Right.
When's the last time we had somebody who was this slippery, who was this not careful, but
well, good at keeping his hands clean, which is what they said in this episode.
He puts all of his efforts towards keeping his hands away from any of the business.
Yeah, well, and it started from the first time we met him because he had somebody else kill Dilly, and he was
really
good at that.
When they were having that discussion, where Raylan has the folder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was lost there because I kept thinking, why don't you take it? Why are you waiting? I think there could have been a conversation of Boyd asking him that. Well, why are you waiting? What are you hiding? You know, they kind of couched it, but they didn't couch it based on the actual file.
Right.
Which I'm looking at it going, well, if now you're going to take it to...
Well, here's the thing.
Because the thing about it is he's saying how many people went down, how many people are in graves because of you. And I'm thinking, well, how many people could have been saved if you took some of this sooner?
Well, we never caught him in the act of any of this stuff. It's all suspicion.
Then what's he taking? That's the whole thing I'm saying is like that conversation about that file seemed too like... ambiguous.
It was a little bit, but I like that because I think that's what the next season is about. I think that's going to come
home
because
it's going
to be about between
Raylan.
Boyd and Raylan.
Right.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that, all things being equal, if he was that kind of a marshal, he probably should have done something sooner with Boyd. But then again, we know all that Boyd has done. I don't know that it's all public knowledge to everybody.
Well, because here's the thing, right?
Yeah,
he's building a case. He's building a case. There's no killing blow in that file, but it is enough that if he were to pass it to, say, the DEA or the FBI,
that's a great conversation that Boyd could have been having in that moment. He could have said, you haven't turned it in because you don't have anything. You have a lot of innuendo and, you know, and then.
But he also doesn't know what's in the file.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What's a stronger punch to say, I don't believe that file is real, or to say, I know that you are complicit in a murder. Right.
Well, I exactly. think they could have had both conversations. What I'm saying okay. is, and I, well, he with Boyd did. Could have ended it with, "You're not going to do it because you know what I know."
Well, it's but Boyd kind of did when he said, "You have all that meat, and now you're hanging it on a hook."
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that was sort of his way of saying,
right.
you know.
Which is surprising that Boyd is being efficient with his words.
Yeah, I know. That was the one time.
The
but
one time,
let's talk
exactly.
about that scene because I really liked the way that was shot because when you see Tim and Rachel respond mm-hmm. to when he makes
yes.
the
you
overture.
Know, I want to stop you right there. We're going to get right into that, but we're going to okay. go on a quick commercial break for just a moment.
Okay. Okay.
Tuesdays on Opsigen. I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy. I host Extra. I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep, I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy. My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed on us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 Central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
Something exciting happened while we were
yeah.
What happened?
Just before the break, we were talking about the scene where Raylan and Boyd were talking about how, well, Boyd was accusing him of being complicit in Nikki Augustine's murder and who behind him was responding, but Tim Gutterson, the very own Jacob Pitts.
Is in the
house. In the house. He just dropped by.
How are you?
So tell us, what was it like?
Yeah, he's a little overwhelmed.
He brought his own fanfare.
This is, this is far more professional than I anticipated.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I feel like this is a hit job. And with the headphones on, this feels so unreal right now.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah, well,
soak
bask
in
that.
This is like the shittiest Fincher movie that's ever been. All right, yes.
All right. So first of all, welcome. Thanks for dropping by. We appreciate
you
coming.
Thanks
it's a pleasure
me.
To have you here. It's a pleasure to see you on the show. We love every time Tim gets around there, especially when a dog is chasing him and he's crapping his pants. That's always a lot of fun. So what can you tell us as an actor? What decisions did you make about? Did you know about Nikki Augustine? Did you guys talk about that on the set that day when you got the script? When did you that come up? Or did you not know?
Well, you knew because it was in the script.
Yeah, right? No, but I mean as Tim. Did Tim have any awareness, do you know?
I don't know. I didn't. I think whatever the... Very cagey. I hate giving things away.
That's
gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. That's all right. You don't have to.
We're really
because
used
I
to
find, because I'm not above saying that I've looked at particularly the AV Club message board, because those people mm-hmm. are pretty quick.
Yeah,
they've had some better ideas than I've had about the character.
Whoa.
And I'm not going to go into who that was and which ones those were. I'm just going to shut up and pretend that, yes, that's what my plan was
yeah.
all along.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of the Nikki Augustine, I think that Tim Gutterson at that point, particularly after season 4, I think his perspective on that, if it was revealed that he had Raylan had crossed the line and gone out of bounds mm-hmm. to settle accounts, I don't think Gutterson would give a shit.
Okay.
I think at this point he would say, hey, all's fair, we're in a war zone. Mm-hmm. This is what it is.
That makes me really happy to hear.
Do you think Tim would have been upset that Raylan didn't approach him with it? Didn't, like...
He hasn't gotten used to that by now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
True.
Fair point.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in that moment, there was, you were saying how they
the way it was composed. The
yeah,
shot
the way it was composed.
Great, yeah.
Because when Boyd says that, mm-hmm. you know, Raylan has that moment, but you can
you
see
guys,
behind
the
them.
The reaction right. was great.
It's wonderful because we maintain the tension. We see the look of guilt on Raylan's face as Tim and Rachel stick up for him, and Rachel just flat out says, yeah. you know, obviously that's open and shut. It's old
yep.
news, Boyd. It was an FBI guy, right? And Raylan's face just continues to just kind of like crinkle in on itself.
And I think that takes precedent mm-hmm. over any kind of personal feelings that Rachel or Tim might have.
Yeah.
They're, unity is marshals over an outsider.
Yeah, you have to close ranks.
What it doesn't matter who did what or the morals of the situation. It's about closing ranks.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because and that's harkens back to what Rachel said earlier in the season, which was, look, if you had told us, you have a whole family here that's going to back you up.
Right.
Which is also kind of what you were saying when you when Art's in the hospital bed and you're saying to Raylan, should we go wild and go get him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's to me, it was the same thing. That was right there. But it was great the way it was composed, you guys in the background and everything. And it's just well shot.
Even just going back to that moment, I've been talking about how, you know, this season we've been seeing Raylan in this conflict with Art kind of roll back some of the vigilante tendencies that he's had in the past. And as a viewer, I wanted you two to go buck wild and go after Daryl last episode. That would have been very satisfying. But I feel like the show is playing a different game, and it's forcing us to feel the frustration.
No, it's
that
just
Raylan's
a longer
feeling.
Game. You can't do it in the 11th episode.
I could.
It's a 13-episode season.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Right, Daryl goes away. We got time for that stuff.
All right. Well,
are you going to miss Dewey as much as we're going to miss Dewey?
No, I'm seeing him at his birthday party on Sunday.
Sweet. Tell him hi for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him we said hi. We're big fans.
Yeah.
We're all going to go get a Gremlin Electra.
Yeah.
Evidently. I don't know what those words you just said.
It's the car that
he drives. It's the car that he drives.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. There's the show that we watch. It's called Justified.
Yeah. I was afraid I'd be out of my depth here.
You're
that's
okay.
It's that's
a safe
okay.
place.
It is. Absolutely.
No. Yeah.
So where are we? We're talking about Raylan and
Boyd.
Raylan and Boyd. Boyd has accused him openly of this, and it's the first time that we know that Boyd is aware of Raylan's role in Nikki's murder. We thought that last week
ended with
we
Picker.
Closed that loop.
You and I were watching together, and we went, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because we thought that the last possible witness, the last person who could possibly finger Raylan,
was
out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know necessarily what, like, does Boyd just know or does he have proof? That's the big
no
question.
Proof. I mean,
is there?
Proof. What proof could Boyd have?
I don't know.
You
was
know, unless they're dead, they're not dead. Unless there's not proof, there could be proof.
That's logic I can't argue with.
My single most confusing sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Just next to the Gremlin Electra.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, there could be proof. That's all I'm
all
saying.
Right,
you never,
because right, okay.
there are things that we don't know.
Okay.
Not many, because we're very smart.
You want to weigh in on that?
I can't say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No? Well, you know.
Even if he could,
they rope Boyd into helping them out.
Right,
and he wears a wire.
Well, he willingly goes because of Alberto. They don't rope him into it.
Right.
The guy sees Alberto; he wants his skin.
He wants to keep his skin.
He wants to keep his skin intact.
I'm kind of partial to my dermis.
Yes,
as he would say.
And then he's just hanging out, just waiting for his phone. He just wants the man just wants his phone back. Is that too much to ask?
Okay, and here's the thing with that. Raylan held onto that phone a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm
really
just saying,
did, and they were
if
making
there's
a point
not
of that.
Some sort of tracker, if there's not something added to that phone, they missed an opportunity.
Mm.
Would you happen to have any idea what might have been added to that? No, okay.
Cagey.
No. By the way, we are totally used to, you know, people of the show just going, yeah, no.
People sitting on the couch with their mouths closed, shaking their heads and smiling.
Yeah.
We usually end up talking about, like, favorite color and, you know.
Honestly, with the phones on, it's like a fishbowl or something.
Oh,
we're not really all in the same room with you.
No. Yeah, the neon isn't helping. With the fishbowl.
And all the police warning barricades you got going on in your logo here.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's in After Buzz.
One big crime scene.
Yeah.
Well, we got rid of the chalk outlines. That
this,
was really
I mean, you do
out.
Have a natural, like, it's there's an underpinning of caution in this room going on with the color scheme.
Huh. Be aware. Something is happening.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I trust you folks, but it's you never know.
Yeah. So Boyd finally does get his phone back, and he calls up Jimmy.
Yeah, poor Jimmy.
Poor Jimmy. Jesse Lucan, tears down his face.
What?
And I'm just like,
that you
whoa,
just
man.
See, like, the second he turns at the very end, you see that, oh, man, that was good.
I feel so bad for him. He's going to get skinned.
Yeah, but Graham Yost said he is not dead.
Okay,
well
that's
he's not
good.
Dead in this episode. We don't know what happens to him.
Yeah.
He's not dead as of right now.
Okay, fine. We still have a full hour of Justified to go before we can
make any
firm.
There's plenty of time for him to die.
That's some pretty good negotiation when you have three cartel.
Well, he does speak Espanol, you know, Jimmy. Yeah. He's very good with his Spanish.
Yes, he does.
He could be saying all kinds of interesting things.
I would be keeping my mouth shut.
Maybe he's going to flip. Maybe. Go over to the Mr. Yoon's team.
Sure.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, okay.
Yeah, he's too white. That's not how the cartel works.
If they
works.
Take his skin, we don't know.
What, you're saying that they're going to, like,
I'm just
dye
saying,
his
look,
skin
all I know is
tan it like leather?
What I'm saying is they...
He's saying we're
justified.
All the same underneath.
Yes.
Yes, that's
we're
what
we're all the same color when you leave a cartel skinning.
I'm also saying in Justified that they say something like, we take the people's skin. And usually somewhere in the season, you're going to
see
someone's
that.
Skin.
Yeah, right.
Fair point.
Yes. Can we talk about Wendy and Daryl?
All right.
Yes, let's
talk
about Wendy and Daryl.
Yeah, Kendall off screen this week. You know, we'll get into him in a minute. But Wendy went back to came back down to Harlan with Daryl after the events of last week's episode, and she's been having bad dreams, been having nightmares. She's not taking her happy pills like Daryl told her to. Because she feels some intense guilt.
But she's taking sleeping pills.
Right.
Couple extra.
Yeah. Which is not good.
No.
Not good for you at all. So she's feeling guilty. She thinks that Kendall's in this situation because she's a bad mother.
Right.
She and Raylan get into it where he's like, you know, can you just admit your role in this is that you never stepped away from the poison in your family.
And took your son with you.
And took your son with you. He refuses to believe that Kendall did this. And I think she's very open to the possibility that he did.
Right.
Which is, you know.
So either Daryl's convinced her that he did do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kendall did it. Or she's trying to play another line, although I don't believe that she's trying to play a line on
that. Yeah. Well, the reason that Raylan doesn't believe Kendall did is because his story doesn't match up to the evidence that they found. He just, it was not.
Right, his,
not
yeah.
the story that was matching up.
Right,
and I also think he's got a blind spot. I don't think he doesn't want to believe Kendall's responsible and wants
no,
to
of course he doesn't. Of course he doesn't. Now, could it be that Kendall's so smart that he knew to tell the wrong story to cast suspicion on whether or not he was actually the shooter? Kendall's really smart.
I sure.
He's savvy, but he's not savvy enough to keep, say, an envelope of money hidden from his crazy uncle or to get away from said crazy uncle, you know.
This is true.
Don't go to Allison. Get out of the state. That's just my point. Okay. That's just how I feel.
Did you want to talk personally. About your little theory?
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
In this discussion, something that occurred to me was what if, you know, she makes a point to say to Raylan, you know, it hasn't even entered your mind that, that you know, Daryl isn't the shooter, that Kendall could be the shooter, and she feels all of her guilt for being a terrible mother, not necessarily for not getting Kendall out of the situation. I'm wondering, and the more I think it, the more I think it's too far-fetched. I'm wondering...
I love far-fetched,
fine,
though.
Did Wendy shoot Art? Did Wendy intend...
Was Wendy the shooter?
Yeah. Did Wendy intend to go to Allison to try to get her to get Kendall away for some reason, to take him out of this situation, and when she saw a marshal, she panicked and shot? That's what I'm thinking, because it's the one thing that no one is talking about. There's no suspicion being cast her way, and I think it's murky for both parties. I feel like if Daryl had done it, we would have been given a firm confirmation of that by now as viewers, and we haven't.
Right.
So I think it's still open to interpretation, but you're right. Kendall's story is far too full of holes for it to just be Kendall acting on his own.
Right.
I'm wondering.
You're also not thinking about Allison. She was there. Mm-hmm. She could have had a gun secreted somewhere.
Okay. So, but here's the other thing, John. You were talking about how Wendy was cold as ice in the very beginning, super composed at all times, able to spin a yarn with no notice.
Right.
And she's losing that ability now. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, she's,
now,
she's having trouble
sleeping. She's not
able
to do that. She has to be, she's all emotional and she needs drugs to keep her calm.
Right. So is that, you know, just things not going so well?
Well, I mean,
or is,
you know,
it,
this
is it that she's the actual shooter?
Well, it's also post-beating Wendy.
Right.
I mean, you know, Daryl did a number on her.
Like, she's never been beat before.
I think the reason why it is absolutely Daryl is the play that Raylan makes.
No, but that's what I think is great. I think what if it is Kendall? I love it that it's Kendall now. But I mean, last week I was saying, no, it's not Kendall. It's not saying, Kendall.
You know,
she
you
just
don't think
put
it
Kendall
is.
In a bad spot.
Right, and it's such a great play. It's family against family. Right. He's going but to force Wendy to make a decision.
Put Raylan in the corner big time. Oh, you don't think it's Kendall? He absolutely believes Kendall did not do it. Right. So he's going to try him as an adult. You can't take it back.
Right. And
now that's the next episode. We find out. Oh shit! Kendall did shoot him.
And here's the
and
thing.
And I'm the guy that.
That
put the full weight
of
the rest of justice system against him.
Yeah. Jacob, would you like to weigh in on this?
I find this furniture immaculate.
Isn't it a comfortable couch? It's pretty comfortable.
It's very comfy.
Like I thought I was going to catch him.
Because here's the thing, right? For someone who has killed as many people as Raylan Givens has, this might be the worst thing he's ever done to another person. If it turns out that Kendall is in fact innocent and nobody... Nobody steps forward.
That was that conversation in the chambers. This is a huge gamble,
right?
And just what you said, you can't put that bullet back in the gun.
Even right. Raylan says it's 50-50.
But my question is, who is he going after? With this play, is he going after Wendy or is he going
both.
After?
He's just trying to. It's starvation. He's trying to starve everything around Daryl to have his life come crashing.
But I think Daryl's the type of guy that will go, "Oh, bad luck for you," but I got this thing down in Florida that I got to take care of. I think it devastates Wendy, but I think Daryl as
he'll
much
be
family.
Fine, right?
Daryl will be fine.
Daryl will be fine.
You know, sometimes you got to. Sometimes you got to toughen someone up.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know, unless Wendy's got something up her sleeve that can, you know, transfer over to help that.
Right.
Good seeing Stephen Root.
Yeah. Always great to see Stephen Root and to get the origins of the hammer.
Right.
Always a pleasure to see him. Have we covered everything in
we
the
have
episode?
Covered
I think
everything.
We have. All right.
It,
let's turn to
let's
the
turn, let's go to, turn all to our focus
guests. Are you,
on
are
Jacob.
You, are you relaxed now? Are you
fine?
You've taken it on. You,
yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you just came through a bunch of traffic, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just like.
Things are tense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
We need some of Wendy's pills.
So, Dave Blass was on the show last week and a couple weeks before, and he promised us there was going to be dead bodies. And blood and people shooting, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Those were the three things that he promised us.
For the finale.
We only saw the one shooting. Oh, right? The bartender.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, worst job ever.
The worst job in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Finally quit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we didn't really see a lot of bloodshed. Will we in the next episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yay! You don't even like looking at the bloodshed.
I don't.
Are you gonna,
I can look at it the
squeamish.
Second time.
I get to. I think through playing this character, I get to see the most sadistic parts of human nature because that's mostly if people come up to me, they go, "Oh, when we get to see you shoot somebody?"
that's
their only question. Yeah. Like,
well,
when do we get to hurt someone?
It's fantasy because we know it's not real. That's the only reason why it's okay.
Hey, you don't have to just excuse away the darkness in your soul or pretend like I can't relate.
Hey, when you shot that guy, I just wanted to let you know that spoke to me when you shot him. I really enjoyed that.
I felt it.
I'd really like it if you did that again.
And here's a list if you're taking names. These people, they can go.
Yeah.
You got to see someone blow up. You don't normally see someone blow up.
Yeah, they kept that for the coming up. You go, look, we spent a lot of money on this, but let's show it again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Take her getting blown
and
up.
And by the way, if you do go slow motion through that, was that CG?
If you go slow motion.
Yeah, well.
That's
you know.
Him, not
That's
me.
Him, though.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, you know. If
well, yeah,
CG,
no, they,
was,
they said it, they said there was some CG work.
Some squib and some CG.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Erica has also been on our podcast.
Yeah.
And she talked about how in interviews, and we discussed it a little bit, about how she didn't want to look like a girl running with a gun.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
Oops.
So did you do some of the training with firearms and that kind
or
of stuff?
Or does it just come naturally to you?
Is it just natural?
I did, before I did this, I met Graham Yost doing a World War II miniseries, which they had us go through an actor's boot camp. Four, which is more intense than it sounds when you've got the word actors at the front of it. And from there, I basically studied up on the history of firearms and I don't know how out of date the techniques are. They don't. I am not completely up to date with what the Army Rangers are teaching now. I don't think anybody is, but the Army Rangers.
Yeah, one would hope.
But basic principles of scout sniping and ghillie suits and whatnot, I'm somewhat acquainted with. I don't know how to do any of it, and certainly I'm glad that we have our one of our camera operators is a former Special Forces guy.
Wow.
Who's constantly telling, I think both me and Tim, you know,
not
you can
like
get
that.
get a better cheek weld like this. You can get a better shoulder weld, and we go, "What's that?" And then he takes the gun and he shows us what to do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not that bad. I know his last bit was a bit facetious.
Do you get a lot of feedback from, you know, the Rangers or whoever, just like, hey man, where's your PSD? You know, it's like, where's all the...
I have at the episode 5 rap party, or episode 5, season 5 rap party. Yeah. There was a former soldier came up to me, oh, what was his name? I'm going with him to comedy on Sunday night.
Before or after the birthday party?
After the birthday
party. Okay, got it. You know your whole schedule now.
Conrad Ludwig. Oh,
wow.
I hope I didn't disclose. Isn't that nice, like, and he looked
great.
Like a Conrad great Ludwig.
Name. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But he was really, he served in Iraq, and he was really, really very complimentary about it.
Mm. Well, I can imagine, especially after that big showdown last season with Colt,
right.
And that everybody loved that episode. Mm-hmm.
Or that whole arc.
That whole arc. But I'm specifically talking about
the final showdown.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about the one where the cars are on the freeway.
Yeah,
and you know that he's out there in the woods, and you know all that stuff, and everybody loves that episode. I imagine you must get feedback about that.
Honestly, I'm a bit of a homebody mystery man. You'll never ever know me. I'll
and
always
not
be
on Twitter.
A,
am I right about that?
No.
Yeah.
So I don't get a whole lot of responses. It's a weird thing. I feel like the only in the last 3 years, I feel like I've caught more people staring at me for an inappropriate amount of time. Mm-hmm. But that's the
extent.
But that's just my that could
no,
also
I'm
be my
tell you,
ego.
I'm telling you that's real. That's
okay.
Real. I'm sure of it.
Because on some level, you're staring back. Because if you're noticing that they're staring at you for a while, you look up and then you look up again and you check it.
Oh, I think on a completely obvious level, I think if you eliminated everybody else on the street and just showed these two people, it'd be hysterical.
Mm-hmm. I just do that to people randomly to make them feel like they're famous. I'll just stare at them.
I think I've wondered about doing that in this town. Just go up to a random person you know you don't recognize and just say you love their work and see if they go,
hilarious.
Well, thank you.
That'd be hilarious.
You know.
Yeah,
as for an autograph.
That's happened to me a couple of times. People think I'm somebody else. Oh my god, I love. I'm really. I'm not her. Really? No.
Do you know her?
No, I don't.
What
I
have
don't
you
know
got?
Her. I can't remember her name. She was no. It doesn't matter.
That's
we're not here to talk
now.
About me.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about.
Are you
about
sure?
Me.
We got time.
No, we don't.
Right.
We
Did
have
you
very
say
little
Dinah
time.
Shore?
No, Dinah Shore. Wow,
that's a 40-year-old pull.
Did you just
no,
say
no? I said Renee Zellweger.
You are fired,
wow.
Steve
well,
Bottomley.
You put the wrong emphasis on the Wegger.
I know.
Yeah.
That's my problem. That's
so
my
anyway,
cross
the season has wrapped. What are you doing now?
I'm going to go to Europe.
Are you?
Was that after the birthday party?
That's after the birthday
okay.
party.
Mm-hmm.
For fun, you work. There's
yeah,
gig.
I'm just going. Me and my buddy are going 6 weeks.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Sounds really oddly like Euro trip, but okay.
Yeah. I bite my tongue to say that phrase.
Yeah, sorry.
I've sent it in I've sent it in an email to friends and everything bragging about it, but you know. I don't know.
Well, I remember most from 21. I thought Fisher was a great schmuck.
That's my wheelhouse.
No, but he was kind of a prick. He was this arrogant guy and everything.
Army
Did you
Rangers
have fun playing him?
Schmucks?
Yeah.
I mean, how much? How can you not?
Yeah, he's kind of a prick, an arrogant guy.
He was. It was great.
Yeah,
it's you know,
kind of what my easy. That's what my lane is.
That's in your wheelhouse. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So you've got the final season coming up.
Yeah.
Next season. Is this going to be a thing
Assuming
where
Assuming you don't get killed next episode, which we don't know yet, but you do.
This padding on your walls is
awful
good.
Nice.
That's what I was going to ask. Is everyone flipping through each script, like going, am I alive? Am I alive? I'm like, oh, thank God I'm alive for one more show.
I feel like there must be some level of job security or like feeling like there is. I don't know. With the exception of the art shooting, we've never had any member of the range of the Marshal Service be in jeopardy before.
Right.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be something if two of them went down in one season?
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Mm.
He says coily for those who are only listening.
We're having a coy off. If you're watching,
I just destroyed a whole notion that I could play this character.
Well, so we have the sixth season. You know, we obviously don't know whether or not you survive next week's finale. But if you do, what would you love to see Tim do in the final season? What's your dream season look like?
Dialogue.
I don't
know. Wait a minute. You had a great line this. I mean, it was only, I got a boner.
I got a boner.
Yeah. That was so funny.
I do have another erection reference next episode.
Oh, lucky you.
Marshall Stiffy?
I hope so. It's a it seems to be constantly playing on my erection.
Sure.
It seems to be the highlights.
As long as it's on, not with, then we're okay.
They have these little pills. So what we were talking about next year, you wanted us... Well,
dialogue.
Besides the dialogue.
I just don't,
have they even talked to you about where they're going with that? Or is that something they're not going to even talk about until...
No, they don't even... I've never experienced them powwowing with me at any point. Mm-hmm. Not that they don't. They always call us into the writer's room beforehand. But if everyone wants to be in an Elmore Leonard book all the time, I think, because they play... Even the writers play it very close to the vest, what's going to happen. Last season, I was told that Boyd was having an army buddy come to town and that me and him were going to go toe-to-toe. That was it. So in my mind, I thought, we'll probably have to get Raylan out of a jam and I will be having a gunfight with him for a minute, one episode, and that'll be it. You know, I didn't think it'd be this whole long mano-a-mano.
It was fun to watch. It was great. We talked, you know, amongst what we think is missing for this season has been you just digging at Raylan, because that dynamic works so well when you're both out there and, you know, Tim doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not buying any Raylan shit. And it's so much fun to watch that dynamic just going back and forth of just because it's an opening for the viewer to say, here's a thing that he can get at. So we miss that. So send that up the line, would you? Let them know.
I try to retain a stoic kind of nonchalance about it and hope that gets sent up the line. They go, we can use that some more this season.
Yeah, you'd use it much more next season. Assuming you live.
Where are we going?
We're getting the signal.
I don't have that much control over what, you know, happens and or doesn't happen. So the only thing I can say going into last season is that, you know, just hope to do well by it and just get more detailed and specific in the work.
Well, you know, a lot of the fans, as you know, everybody knows that, you know, the fans are there for Raylan and Boyd and that kind of thing. But there is a huge fan base for your character and Erica's character that, you know, every time there are moments with those, you know, people go, yes, more Tim Gutterson, yes, more Rachel. So, I mean, it really is. I read the message boards and people do talk about it a lot and, you know, more than they do other characters at certain times. So, the fans love you and they love it when you do get to speak.
Well, can I brag about something?
Yes, please do.
There was in a moment this episode where Rachel talks about putting metal in the science oven.
Right.
Yes.
Did everyone get that reference?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we would.
But explain it in case the viewers didn't.
We're raiding Win Duffy's trailer, and we're just kind of fucking with him, and there comes a moment where I think part of that is just us deciding to talk about our day-to-day while we're searching them, while we're harassing them, so that they seem even more at a loss. Mm-hmm. And Rachel mentions... When Duffy's talking about him getting kicked out of his hotel because the microwave exploded, and then Rachel then says someone puts metal in the science oven. And then the original line was, I said, I just saw that. And then the scene moved on. And then when we shot it, I said, I finally saw that. As if she had been urging me to see something like American Hustle and not another goddamn Hobbit movie.
Right.
Or something, so she could have someone she could talk to in the office about these things. That's what I thought.
And so
I go, I finally saw that, and then she goes, "What'd you think?" And I said, "Needs more Jason Statham." So I came up with a Jason
Statham.
Doesn't
everything?
Nice.
And then Tim chimed in, "What doesn't?" Which just kind of brought it
there. Yeah.
Around
every movie does need more Jason.
I have that one written down right here. Needs more Jason Statham.
I didn't know if that was going to read because I didn't know if the science oven bit had really worked its way into the lexicon.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to look it up because I hadn't seen the movie.
I looked it up. I'm just going to say I looked it up. But I knew it was something. Yeah. So, yeah. And there are other fans out there who did not have to look it up. So.
All right. All right, we're getting the high sign.
I need to make a prediction.
Go quick.
It kills me to say this. I think Ava's going to die.
Wow.
It's fair. It's a fair prediction.
Tomorrow?
There you go.
If you want to read my Twitter feed, I'll tell you why.
Okay, well, right. We can't even talk about it. We don't have time, so we want to say thank you very much for Jacob Pitts for coming by and stopping in. We hope you come back sometime.
Thanks for having us.
Is there anything you want to promote? Talk about? What are you doing? What's coming next?
Charity? Anything?
People can find you? Not on Twitter?
They can't find me. You can't find me. I'm a man of mystery. I'll be forever cloaked in enigma.
Just go to Europe.
Next week, you'll find him. You may find him.
Just look for birthday parties.
All right, quick.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman, MattLieberman. You can visit my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MatthewDLieberman, for my AfterBuzz TV, SourceFed, and sketches.
I'm around. Just look.
Yeah.
At Tamara Berg, TamaraBerg on Twitter. Also, my website is TamaraCentral.com.
I'm with Tim. You can't find me anywhere. I'm man of mystery. But you will find me here next time.
For the finale.
All right.
Super excited. See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.